Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, it's Colson and you're about to listen to this week's episode of On The Sofa with me, Jack and Ben. But before you do so, I have a task for you. So pause the podcast, go onto On The Sofa Show's social medias and go into our link and get your tickets for our live shows. We are live in Manchester and in London in the month of May. Manchester on the 4th of May and London on the 18th. The three of us can't wait to see you there. So buy your tickets and then come back and listen to us here on the sofa. Hello and welcome to On The Sofa with Colson, Jack and Ben. Now coming up on today's episode,
no one around us went, there's Paul Scholes and Nick Tilsley looking at each other. One's got a parcel and one's got a few dresses and a dinner jacket.
And in part two of today's episode, we will be finally talking about the end of Ripley.
I'll tell you what.
We'll see it out.
Mish.
Oh, it's amazing.
What a mission.
I've loved it.
Did your heart sink? I went, right, 7 is 50 minutes.
An hour and 13.
Yeah. I'm like, oh.
Well, wait.
Obviously, I text you today. I forgot to watch it. And I thought it'd be all right because I'll just get it on now. And then I got it on and it's a fucking feature film.
Yeah, too long.
But anyway, before we get into talking all things Ripley, which we're delighted to be doing, as always, lads, what's been going on this week? What's been happening?
Well, I forgot to tell my story last week, didn't
I? Oh, did you?
Did you?
So we've all had meetings at the Trafford Centre of famous people, haven't we?
Yeah.
You've had Ryan Giggs shouting shit at you.
Did you?
No, he saw you. He'd been at the Trafford Centre. He made out like Colson looked at me.
He waved at me as I was on a run. And I came into work and was like, Ryan Giggs has just waved at me in his car. And Andy Wyman went, when? I went, about 30 minutes ago, just coming off the M60. Yeah. And Andy went, he's just waved at me about 40 minutes ago in Trafford Centre car park.
The serial waver.
Like he's just there going, oh. And then he goes back, who have you seen? I waved at two people today.
I saw Kirk and Craig.
And I waved at them both and they wave. Oh, did you do thumbs up back?
I was running, wasn't
I? Did you always wave?
Give a little nod to him when I see him.
Giggsy, do you?
A little nod.
You got
We've got a fresh spot. It's a bit like an animal encounter, but it's a football encounter.
Random Manchester celebrities.
Random Manchester footballers.
Footballer encounter, I like that.
Football encounter, random football encounter. Right, Trafford Centre, post office. There's no post office around work, is there?
No.
You have to go Trafford Centre.
Yeah. I'm right near a post office.
Right. You don't, I do.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm at work. I need to return a parcel. Okay. Right? Trafford Centre.
Yeah.
So I'm going down. It's right at the bottom end. I come out. I've got my parcel.
It's miles away, isn't
it? It's miles away. And I have to follow the map on my Google Maps.
John Lewis?
I only park in the one place I know.
That's the only way I know. The Trafford Centre dash.
Yeah, I don't know anywhere else, and if you're lucky, I'm getting a press.
Yeah, for that, you need to park at John Lewis.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I don't know how to get round there, do I?
You'd like John Lewis as
It's a mission to get
it's
there.
It's terrible.
Isn't it going right the way round? Anyway, I'm in.
Far left.
Yeah. I'm all the way down. And you know when you're in, you get a few people recognising you, don't you? In Trafford Centre. That's fine, whatever. But I've got my gym gear on. I'm slightly on. I've just got to get the parcel done. I'm not here for the big shop opening.
You're not running, but you're not walking.
Exactly. I'm at a pace. So I'm walking down. Couldn't quite see, but there's just someone staring at me. like from a long way from John Lewis, just staring. They're not staring, they're staring, but staring at me. And I'm like giving it the half look thinking, that's a bit weird, because you get stared at a lot, don't you?
Yeah.
And you kind of half look and half da-da-da. And I'm kind of walking down the path or whatever. And then I went past him and I thought to myself, I think that's Paul Scholes. But I went past and I went, that can't be Paul Scholes. And so I had my parcel.
What's he dressed like?
He's dressed like me. Training kit, everything. He's doing the same, but he's doing the dry cleaner dash.
He's at Johnson's.
He's at Johnson's next.
That's right,
but
next door.
He's from Manchester. He knows the John Lewis dash.
Yeah.
I don't. He's
parked at John Lewis.
Parked at John Lewis, but he is rapid.
Mm. Yeah.
He's nearly playing a full 90 minutes. He's gone up the wing. He's not got a ball, but he's thinking, I don't want to get stopped here.
No.
He hasn't got a hood on. I haven't.
Hat?
No. No, he's gone like me. He's gone like, no,
full
we're going
out.
In. Full out.
It's
we're going
definitely
in
me.
It's definitely Scholesy, but a bit like me. You know when you can go under radar or not? You always wear your glasses, which I think makes it worse.
Paul Scholes can't go under the radar.
He went under the radar.
He's about 5 foot and ginger.
No, he went under the radar because the only person
did he have
saw,
his boots on?
The only person he saw that day was Nick Tilsley, and it was like the Wild West. So I think he was looking at me, going, "Who the fuck is that? I fucking know him." And I'm going, "Who the fuck is that?" And we both obviously got bad eyesight.
I know. What we it had is. To... He's looking at you, thinking, "What teams he play for?" Oh. And you're looking at him, going. Was I in Casualty?
Yeah. Did you talk?
Yeah. He's literally thinking, did he used to play for Portsmouth?
Yeah.
He looked at my legs and went, was he left back? And then I looked at him going, did he chop his toes off in a lawnmower accident in series 4 of Casualty?
Have I done 2 eps with him?
Have I done 2 eps with him on the bill? But no, seriously, I didn't realise in my head, weirdly, I didn't think that's Paul Scholes. And I'm absolutely sure he had the same about me.
Yeah.
He was going in his Rolodex thinking, what the fuck is that?
That?
And I'm going in my Rolodex.
Going through
and
him.
Then we went past each other, like the Wild West. We went past, I passed him, blank, and we both turned.
Oh,
and it was like the Wild West, like the gun turn.
It's like Meet Joe Black, where they both turn around.
Both turned.
And did you click when you turned round?
I clicked, then I turned round and I went, and this is the best bit, we both turned round, bam, bam.
Gone.
Turned, went, nothing. Yeah. Like, yeah,
that's
yeah.
who it is.
All right,
gone.
Off. I went post office, pie. He went dry cleaner, pie. We'll never say anything. We'll never talk about while we met. And it was a really weird moment. No one around us went, there's Paul Scholes and Nick Tilsley looking at each other. One's got... Having a stare off. One's got a parcel and one's got a few dresses and a dinner jacket.
They're like the worst tasks you could ever do at the Trafford Centre
both
as well,
me and him
they?
Were both going, how have we come to this? We've got to get a move on because if we stop, we could be fucked. We could be in a whole shopping centre opening, couldn't we? And can you imagine that? Paul Scholes and Nick Tilsley. Oh, man, the QB round the block. He's done the John Lewis, and I think I've still got Pret and the Selfridges to get out of. So that was my spot. Brilliant. But both, when we turned around, we both went, clocked it, go.
Go.
It was like something had gone off in our heads, went, you've got seconds here in the shopping mall before it gets hairy. Brilliant. So that was my week.
I like it. Scholesy.
Scholesy. Me and him best mates. I met him before. We had a chat.
You?
Yeah, I met him in a bar once. Yeah,
who's the most famous person you have met?
God, I don't know. The Queen.
Muhammad Ali.
Oh, good.
And the Queen.
And the Queen. Where did you meet Muhammad Ali?
Old Trafford. He was doing a signing.
Oh?
Yeah.
You, Coulson? He'd be a cricketer. Be someone we've never heard of, but you wet your pants.
Be the Queen, won't it?
Second. Who was that lad we saw in the gym? And your head fell
Jimmy
off.
Anderson.
Jimmy Anderson. Yeah. I had Jimmy no Anderson. Clue who he was. And he could stop smiling. He's like that. Jimmy, can you sign a ball?
Anderson's...
And I was like, who's that? He's walking around the gym, not doing now.
Well, he's a big player. But Ben, seeing as you have just brought up cricket, I think it's time for an update, don't you?
Oh, I've been waiting for this.
You have.
Are you playing now? Isn't it raining?
Intermittent with the weather. But we've started.
Okay.
We got the first league game in this weekend.
You must have won.
Away at Scarborough.
You must
it's
have won.
It's always tough.
P-Zone Park.
It's always tough, Scarborough.
It's a big park.
Awful
to
place
play.
To go. Oof. Awful.
Okay.
I don't like Scarborough away. Oh, okay. Everyone loves it. But
it's
I don't
an away
like
day,
it.
Isn't it? Scarborough away.
I think I don't like it because our players go the night before and get pissed.
Do you think it's too hot, the weather there? Too hot to play in?
I think it was 8 degrees this Saturday.
That's like Dubai.
8 degrees.
8 degrees. Mm. So what's the ball frozen solid?
Anyway.
Pitches. You won.
We won. We won.
Pissed all over him?
No, but yeah. Okay. Won by like 90 runs.
Ah, pissed.
Oh, well. Pretty good. Was anyone out?
Everyone was out.
So hold up. You're top of the league. One of one.
Alphabetically, we are joint top of the league, yeah. We are.
With Abracadabra at one.
But I didn't go. I didn't go this week.
Oh.
Because I stayed in the second team and I played.
Oh, did bowl you? Or bat?
I played. I batted.
Hello. Now, hold on. Welcome to the new round.
Yeah.
It's like Chad Charts.
Oh, yeah. How many runs did he get?
How many runs did Coulson get? I'm going 3. Now, it's either a really good amount where he's thinking to himself, I could have been a contender, I could have been someone, or it's shit. So he's either out for a duck, where he got like 10.
12. I'm going 12.
He's going 12. I'm going out for a duck.
I got a duck. Four ball duck. Yeah. Literally. Four balls. Box.
Spin or box, medium?
Spin. Through the gate. Completely did me. And I just stood there and went,
explain
fair play.
A duck. Is that?
Zero.
Zero.
Yeah, you've had a swing, you missed
score.
It.
Box free. And then this lad bowled it. I went to play it, completely missed it, bowled me.
Off the side.
Yeah, bails up. See you later.
Oh, they went.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're out.
Smash, gone.
You're out, smashed.
Oh, he hit the bails. Out.
Yeah. But the big news is, I got a run out.
What's that? You literally say this.
You know what a run out is?
Like someone runs.
I ran someone out on the opposition with a direct hit.
Oh, okay.
That's impressive. That is impressive.
I don't know what that means either.
He threw the ball from a long way away.
And it hit the, wickets, and he wasn't in his crease. And then everyone celebrates and goes mental.
Oh, that's good. Wow.
Yeah, it's probably one of the proudest moments of my entire
highlight?
Life.
Highlight?
Yeah, I would say.
The second team?
I would
Did
say.
The second team win or lose?
We lost. Oh, we lost by 30 runs.
We lost by 30.
We lost by 30.
Just putting
it was quite an enjoyable day. I hate playing. I absolutely hate it. But I was only there because...
I hate it. I don't want to. Don't force me to.
No, I honestly...
He's there with pads on.
Full gear.
Pad on a box.
I'm not prepared.
All the gear. Name on all the gear. But no, I was only there because renovated the bar, renovated all the clubs
I've
this winter.
I've seen that. Looks very good.
Does look good, doesn't it?
Okay.
Does look good. So I was there doing like the finishing bits on that. Yeah. Got all that side. Had to play because they were short and I was there.
He's got new... Right, can we just say, Jack's got new pants on.
He has got new pants.
It's hot in these pants.
And they're massive.
They're huge.
And he's rearranging himself.
You like Inspector Gadget.
He's got massive pants.
It's the style. They're large pants.
They're parachute pants.
They're quite big. They're like...
But you're a very small boy.
I know. So the bigger the pants, the smaller the boy.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's what they
say. Did you go in and go, I'd like some big pants for a small boy, please? Yes, sir. We've got just the red. You're in the wrong sharp part of the shop, just towards the back.
Did you buy
I'll
them
take those.
Online?
No. I went in and tried the fuckers on as well.
It looks like you've ordered them online and you've gone, oh, I'll grow into them. They fit around the waist. I'll just leave them.
They don't fit around the waist. I've had to really tie them and everything. And they said, we can do alterations. And I went, I ain't got time. There's Paul Scholes.
I'm a small boy in big pants. I've got time. I'm about to see Paul Scholes at the post office.
What else have you done, Jack, other than wear your parachute pants?
Dishwasher turned up.
Hello.
This is the news.
This is
now.
Just asked me before we started recording. You've just asked me
yes.
if I know an electrician.
Yes.
Right. I know what's going to happen here. I'm tempted to think, no plug, broken, that's how you got it cheap.
No, it's none of them.
Okay.
It works, everything's fine.
Okay.
So meant to be a really fancy dishwasher there.
Is it?
Oh yeah, it's like...
Does it light up?
Oh, it does everything.
Like okay. The Tesla of dishwashing.
Okay.
You can put your clothes in it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah, great. And your wife and everything.
Okay, wash your wife.
Yeah, it does everything.
Hey, welcome. Okay, so what's gone wrong?
I'm not there. I'm at work.
Oh, hold on. We've started strong with me. It's not my fault.
Exactly.
It's not my fault. I didn't touch it. You've taken the wrapping out.
Yeah.
You've put it on for one go.
No.
You haven't put it on.
The lads have turned up with it. Now, we've got the old there.
This is the second time they've been, correct?
No, first time.
You've plugged
it in. Haven't you already told us this on the podcast?
No.
Have you told me this then?
I think I might have told you. Okay. Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. They turned up.
Yeah.
And they went, it's not going to fit.
Yeah.
Honey went, what do you mean? My boyfriend has measured it. It's fine.
With his big pants.
With his big pants.
With his big measurer.
And his big ruler. And they said, I don't really need to take it out of the packet. It's not going to fit. Or you need to move that plug. And apparently it's got a double, there's a double plug for some reason at the back of the dishwasher.
Yeah.
There's two plug sockets when we only need one.
Yeah.
Well, you never know. What else is integrated into the kitchen?
Nothing else there. I don't know why there's two, but there's two. Mm. And it protrudes.
Yeah.
Does one of the sockets. Yeah. Forcing the dishwasher not to fit in, so
not to
it'll
fit
overhang
yep.
the kickboards
and ruin the aesthetic.
Exactly.
So you didn't measure it very well.
Well, you didn't know about plug. You're not going to know about.
I didn't. The plug was there, but it's got this curve apparently. And the guy said, if you've measured 57, the 57, which is what I have, said it will come out, but then there's this curve. I don't know. It's all a bit technical, but
you need to move.
I need a Sparky to come and whip off the plug because they wouldn't do it.
But then
no,
because they won't be.
They're not Sparkies.
Yeah, exactly.
But then you need to put another plug in to plug.
No, I just need it. I need it removing.
How are you going to plug the dishwasher in?
Because there's another plug that is fine. There's two plug sockets there.
So it's not a double plug socket.
Oh Jesus, no. There's two singles.
The funniest story we've ever done.
No, it's terrible. But I'm.
But if you get one removed, we're fine. It's plugged in. It will work.
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you've got that story out of the way, though, because it is our live show on Saturday, and you could have gone really
I could have held back and said
that. To be fair.
You asked what I've been up to. I haven't been at work. I was at work for one day, the day
with
the dishwasher. Yeah, the day the dishwasher came.
Yeah.
So I wasn't there to
You had one line.
In.
It was great.
Yeah.
It's a good line.
What was the line?
We can't actually say. I had one line, and if I say it, it reveals an entire friggin' storyline.
I love it.
It's
love
a great it. Line.
It's I love
it's
it.
It's a great fucking...
It's a good line.
It's a great line at the end of a bit of an intense scene in the Rovers.
Yeah.
I come in and deliver this line. Yeah. It's meant to be really sympathetic.
Yeah.
And in my charismatic charm, it didn't come across sympathetic at all.
Ah.
He sat in the booth under Betty in the middle of just a tinker's in the other booth doing tinker stuff.
What's tinker stuff?
His surname's Tinker.
Crime stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's nothing about the tinkers, to be fair. Is it?
Your line's not, no. But no, it was good. It was good.
That Mint. Was,
but you didn't save the dishwasher story for Saturday.
No. So they've taken it away, basically. And
we're not asked, mate.
You're going to hear it again.
You saw that as an in, a bit like his cricket story, to start talking about the rules. I'm back. The audience lulled a bit, but now they really want to know.
No,
they really don't.
You realise?
They took it away, and we won't have one. I'm having to do the dishwashing on my own again.
You do realise Saturday, when I go onto that stage in Manchester, my mood will be solely dependent on whether Cass have beat Driffield. On Saturday.
No, hold on. Oh, dependent on you having a stag do?
Well, yeah, no, because that's well. Also on.
But everybody beats Driftfield.
We all Driftwood. We all know. Driftwood. That's what they call them.
It's a toughie. It's a tough game.
Shitfield.
It's a toughie.
It's a toughie.
It's facing Barcelona in the Champions League. Yeah. Ooh, Driftwood. They're tough. They're good. They've got an uphill ground.
How are you feeling ahead of Saturday? Do you feel ready? Do you feel prepared?
We've just gone through the running order.
We have.
We've just gone through our entrance.
Yep.
Bit of music. It's going to be a bit like... It's the podcast live.
It is
the
podcast live. Yeah, essentially.
Well, it's a podcast live, but then there's a lot more to it, isn't there? Because we just have a little bit more fun in a weird way.
My personal favourite bit, which you two don't like, is getting into the audience. I do like that. That's
I do like
bit.
It. I'm
You're
not
good
allowed.
At it. You're good at it.
I like people.
I'm not allowed. I have to stay on the stage to bring you back, though.
Yeah, Jack.
Because if I wasn't
Jack
there,
just sits there and just
Jack,
lets
Jack
me
could
go
sit
down.
There in silence and you'd be roaming around for
I'm
hours.
I'm roaming around. People make me laugh.
Yeah.
People are funnier than they think.
The bit I like about a live show from when we've done it before is... It's more the what happens, isn't it? It kind of just brings the best out of
and
us.
Actually,
it brings
you,
a better
you
show,
You get
I
the
think.
Feedback that what's really nice, I think, is that we make ourselves laugh. Mm. And then it's nice to hear a room full of people laughing with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like stuff that we've said on the podcast or the way we do the podcast.
Yeah. And they're like laughing with us. The dishwasher story would have gone down an absolute fucking tree. You know what? It would have gone
just down like my ice bath story at the Lowry.
My sources tell me there's about 30 tickets left for Manchester.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Book now.
So if you want to get in.
Book 30.
Get on.
So they're £150 each.
Yeah, the last few.
The last 10.
No, they're not. Like a 10.
20 quid or
20 quid. This Saturday, 7:30 PM at the Dance House in Manchester.
And bring your own booze.
Bring your own booze. That's big. It's like when you go to the Indian restaurant, innit? And you go in and you have the whole the bag from the off license.
I'm now thinking that could be a bit dangerous. Yeah, could be a bit dangerous, couldn't it?
I'm liking it. I want to know what people are bringing. Are you going a free bang? Are you going a bottle of champagne?
Box of wine.
You're going a box of wine.
A box of wine. That's good.
A box of wine.
That's good.
Half of the first half, and we're popping off in the second half. I've had a box of wine.
The white Zinfandel. That's what they're doing.
I'd go to it.
I remember my parents having a box of wine in my dad going, you know when you think it's empty, you go, no, there's still some left. Yeah. Open the box, get that.
Get the bag out.
Get that foil bag out. Squeeze it for me. Yeah, you got another half a glass. I'll tell you what, there's some wine in there.
Is it technically wine?
Is it a box of wine?
Is it technically?
Oh, it's
wine?
Everything.
It's everything, isn't it? Yeah. Gives you a mouthwash.
So there's
going to be
a box of
wine. There's going to be champagne.
Yeah.
There's going to be beer. It could get messy, but
I'd bring
fun.
Sours. I think if I What's was sours? Going
slush puppies.
No sours. It's like that? The luminous green
aftershock.
Shot stuff.
Aftershock.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh,
yeah. That's what you want for a live show.
There we go. But get your tickets. Not many left.
If you do want tickets, go on over to our social medias and follow the links. Grab those last few. And we're really looking forward to seeing everyone on Saturday, aren't we?
We really are. It's really nice for us to connect with everyone and them to connect with us.
It's over a year since we've done.
Is it?
Yeah, over a year
it
since we've done.
It popped up on my time.
On your memories?
Yeah, it's literally this time a year ago we did.
Really?
We did the Lowry.
God, wow.
It'll be our first ever On The Sofa live show.
Yes, of course.
Because I was thinking, obviously, part of the live show was how we introduced ourselves. Because formerly on Sofa Cinema Club, I used to say, hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club. I'm Colin Smith, and as always, I'm joined by...
You could do that.
Say it.
You could do it.
Yeah, but I don't say that anymore.
But you could say it. You can make up your own rules, Colson.
Am I bringing that back for the live show?
No.
Bring it even more talk.
I think I might.
Why? Bring it back, introduce yourself.
All you've got to do is say your name.
All right, okay.
What's your name?
Yeah, P. Shepherd.
Easy, can do that. Well, a bit more enthusiasm, will I?
Your next question,
try again.
5 points.
big baggy pants boy. Are you going to wear your big baggy pants?
Are you going to wear your big baggy pants?
I will do, you know, yeah.
And your boots?
Yeah. I've only got one pair of boots.
You're here, so you've packed your outfit.
Yeah, it's a white suit.
Red tie,
white suit, flares. I'm not going crazy with the outfit. I don't want to pull away from the audience. I think
it's exactly that.
That's what I pack. It's pajamas. That's what I'm wearing. I'm going to say, yeah, I pack because I'm up here all week.
If you want to see Ben in his white suit, do come and see us on Saturday. We're going to take a quick break now, but when we come back, we're going to be talking all things Ripley, the final two episodes. So come back to find out what is going on in this clip right here. Dickie Greenleaf was playing Leo in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And now you're playing the Kevin MacLeod going around Grand Design looking at nice houses.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa with Coulson, Jack, and Ben. Right, let's try it now, okay?
Yeah.
Welcome back to part two of On the Sofa live in Manchester with me, Coulson,
Jack,
and Ben.
Terrible. We're going to have to work
what
on
was
this.
The one we did, and I got the audience to say it
back. That's what we've got to do.
Ah.
I'm joined by.
Go back to on this. Go back
should
to
we just do
Sofa Cinema Club.
Why don't you just it only it works if you say hello, welcome back to On the Sofa, and I'm Coulson Smith, I'm Jack P. Shepherd, and I'm Ben Price. And
or I do hello and welcome back to On the Sofa. I'm Coulson Smith, and as always I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd.
Ben Price.
And we get all the audience to go, Ben Price.
Are we going to do that again? Because that was good.
Paul Scholes.
Paul Scholes. I might tell the Paul Scholes story again and see how it goes down.
Do it.
A bit like I'm a stand-up and I've got one routine.
Well, they'll hear the Paul Scholes story, the Manchester lot.
Yeah. Probably when they're driving over.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh. So I could tell the Paul Scholes story.
No, this goes out on the Thursday.
Oh, that'd be funny.
The show's
to tell
on
it
the Saturday.
No. Isn't there another app?
No.
Oh, that
no,
would have
no.
been funny to tell it twice.
People will probably be listening to this driving over to Manchester.
Yeah, good point. I won't tell the Paul Scholes.
From wherever they are. Driving from Canada to Manchester for live show. Ripley, that's what we're here
to talk
about.
The last two, so that's 7 and 8, yeah. Long watch. Yeah. Probably combined well over 2 hours.
Yes.
We're getting to the denouement.
Before we get into talking all things Ripley, please, Ben, tell us what has happened so far.
So... thank you. 7-8 hours of television. So you have a guy called Dickie Greenleaf, who's kind of like living off his father's trust fund, going around Europe, living a bit of a high life. He won't come back. His father wants him back. He then gets Tom Ripley, who is a bit of a down at heel sort of loser, bit of a grifter, can't make any money, to try and get him. Now, Tom Ripley doesn't know Dickie Greenleaf, but he pretends to the father he does. His father says he was last seen in Italy. Will you go? Tom Ripley goes, finds Dickie Greenleaf, semi falls in love with him almost, in love with his life, in love with his money, definitely the money, but sort of starts to procure him and reinvent himself. Then he slowly realises that he wants all of Dickie's life. So on the previous sort of middle episodes, we see that he kills Dickie in a boat. He then starts to make off with his money, signed checks under Dickie Greenleaf, gets a passport, take himself from Tom Ripley to Dickie Greenleaf, sells off Dickie's boat, takes his Picasso, has got his life.
Mm.
We're fine. Until one of Dickie's mates, what was he called again?
Freddie Milanes.
Freddie Milanes turns up and goes, I know what you're up to. I don't trust you. Ripley then goes, this is going to scupper my life.
Fucking have the ashtray right on the head.
Kills him with an ashtray. then gets rid of his body badly. So Ripley thinks to himself, if Freddie goes, Dickie's gone, I've got their life, I've got their money. However, the body is found by an aqueduct. Freddie's body's found by a copper called... Can you remember what the copper's name is?
Rivetti or something.
Rivelli or something.
Yeah.
Who's very good. Very sharp, and starts to interview Ripley. Finds Ripley and starts to interview him. And then we notice that
As Dickie.
So the copper doesn't know what he looks like.
It's a snore fest, isn't it?
It's a snore fest. So
it's a full-on snore
fest. Last two episodes are the end, where we're going to see Ripley's comeuppance. But all we actually do see is someone travel back and forward on a ticket for 2 hours. It's like watching a travel show and it's boring as shit.
It's genuinely like watching
isn't it?
Someone, it's genuinely that watching.
I'm off to Milan on the train.
Hi,
and we see the
I'm
train.
Andrew Scott, and yeah. I'm travelling round Italy in on black and white.
Yeah. Who was that guy from? Who was the guy who was the, who used to, Michael Palin. It's like Phileas Fogg.
Yeah.
Even, and then the copper goes and interviews everyone and goes, oh,
but
you're
you
going to have to come back to
Rome.
About
the copper because you've got the fucking copper in Palermo, the copper in Rome, the fucking copper in Naples. You're not arse. There's too many.
Then
of
he
them.
Moves to Venice. Then we're in Venice. Then he's used up all the money.
Oh,
and then.
Yeah.
And then why do we flash back to the old artist? Why do we go back in time to see the artist?
Is it Caravaggio?
Yeah.
Because they're talking about Caravaggio basically. It's almost like Ripley's killing himself. There was a picture, wasn't there, of Caravaggio chopping his own head off when he was younger.
They showed that in Ep 1.
They showed that in Ep 1. So they were trying to sort of allude to Ripley's living this kind of Caravaggio-type life and then goes to Venice. Then we said, I mean,
is that who that guy was at the end in the armchair with the fire and the dagger?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And then there's bits where it goes really badly wrong. The girlfriend finds the ring and says, that's Dickie's ring.
But then she goes, oh, my God, he must have killed himself if he gave his ring away. Why would he ever do that?
Okay, so I'm going to say this to you. I'm sat here now. My name is Ben Price. I'm going to put a wig on and a beard.
Oh,
and I'm going
brilliant.
To sit here and tell you I am Paul Scholes.
Yeah, but that is literally what we do for
that
a living. That is what we do for a living. You'd put a suit on and say, I'm Nick Tilsley.
Yeah, but not
And
when,
I go, no, you're
yeah,
not.
But not with
Ben
the copper.
Bryce.
It's real. It's like me sitting down and going, hello, I'm Colchester.
He did turn the lights off, though.
He dimmed the light bulb. Mm. I thought that was really weak. So there's a bit, for the people who are listening who haven't seen it, he has to convince the copper.
Who he's met numerous times.
He has to convince the copper he is now Tom Ripley.
He plays the Uno reverse card, doesn't he?
He plays the Uno reverse card.
I'm not Dickie Greenleaf. I'm now Tom Ripley.
So to do that, he sits in an armchair opposite him.
With candlelight.
With a light, with a wig and a beard. But at the end of that scene, he shakes his hand.
Yeah.
Right next to his face.
Yeah.
And the copper goes, goodbye, Mr. Ripley. Thank you.
The copper who you said was good.
Was good.
Tosh. That would never, ever happen to Vera, Midsummer Murders, Poirot. They'd be straight.
Vera's not, yeah, that's like not, that. A touch of frost, solved.
Yeah, within
instantly.
Seconds. So basically what we're saying was story too thin for the length of hours.
Does that ever work? Can you ever take an hour and a half, 2 hour film and translate it into an 8-part series?
It's a book, isn't it? So we took the book to a film.
There's characters in the
film.
Cate Blanchett.
Yes. The end is different. Yeah. So at the end of the film, Cate Blanchett is the only one who knows what Ripley...
She knows Tom Ripley.
Yeah. And she catches him on a boat.
The bit that gets me is I will never now watch The Talented Mr. Ripley.
You should watch it.
Oh, it's very good.
I think it's very good.
I don't think it can be good.
But it is.
No, it is good. It is good.
It is good.
But
it's
then
really
that,
good.
This series
I think, actually, this is one thing to say about this podcast. I think we should pick that film. Because I think you will then see, when you get a talented filmmaker who is... that writer who's written Ripley is very, very talented. But Anthony Minghella at the time was at the height of his powers. And when you see that film, it's under 2 hours.
Mm.
It's really beautifully done. And you get a really well-structured film where it rolls along. You haven't got...
My kids have seen it and they loved it.
Mm.
I think it'd be worth seeing, Colson.
They made a lot of mistakes in Ripley. The fact it's black and white was a huge one. And it's just so dull.
I think it's so slow. It's a snooze fest.
Yeah, there's so much walking up and down. So many backers. And in a film, it's arty. In a series, fucking hurry up. Like, you can't.
Yeah.
The trouble was also, you've got fantastic locations. So you've got Caravaggio pictures. The light. So we talked about the light in Caravaggio. But you also talk about the colour. You've got no colour in the film, so you're relaying it back to an artist who's basically painting in black and white, but that's not what happens. And then all of Venice, all of Rome, all of Italy is all black and white. So you're in beautiful locations. Look, fair enough, if you're telling a story about East Berlin at the time of the war, you can grey it out.
Schindler's List.
Yeah, so it's Schindler's List. You can grey that out, because actually,
but not the, one of the most beautiful places in the world.
No, because not in a modern way, but actually in Schindler's List, it works really well because you're like, the humanity's gone out of it. There's nothing to see here. But then in that, in Ripley, you're thinking these are beautiful locations. And actually, it looks like the ship canal.
Yeah.
I wasn't massive on any of the characters particularly either. Like, Tom Ripley is obviously a weirdo. And it comes more and more apparent in every single episode. Especially the last ep. But the girlfriend who has been suspicious of him.
I don't think he is a weirdo in the book. I think he's just a chancer. What comes out in this is he's... like
weird.
Weird. Whereas in the book he's a chancer more.
So Saltburn.
Yeah.
So much better because of how he goes, I'm just gonna fucking try it.
Yes.
And I'm gonna try and now I'm living it and I'm gonna live the life. Yeah. Whereas he doesn't do anything fun. If you had that life, all he does is rent like a castle type of apartment.
I mean, that's
Venice.
The other thing. He just half the story, he just goes around renting apartments.
Ben, we spent fucking about 20 minutes in the final ep debating slipping on moss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whether he was going to push her.
Was he going to push her or not? There was no jeopardy, was there?
What, is he the ashtray killer?
No, it's the same ashtray he brought it with him.
The ashtray killer. Oh, my word, it's the ashtray killer. I've seen him. He's got an ashtray in his hand. I know what you mean. He sort of lifted it up. Yeah. I'm like, oh, okay.
He's going to kill her now.
He's going to kill her with an ashtray. That's like your thing. But that's not what he is. He's not a serial killer. He's a chancer.
Yeah. Two things I can pick out that I actually did like about the final two. Nothing in the seventh ep. The seventh ep was literally watching him get on a train to go to Africa, then watching him get back on the same train, then watching him do this and send letters.
What was the whole baggage swap thing? What was that shit?
Do you know what
the
got me? Was how many typewriters did he have?
Yeah.
They're not the most portable of things. No. So he just has a typewriter and some records in his bag.
The one thing I liked was the other con artist.
John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Because he's played Tom Ripley in a film. Are you all right?
No, I've got a terrible cold.
You're rammed at work.
I'm rammed. Too busy. I'm in such a huge storyline that I have to come here. I have to work 12 hours and I come here. And I have
Are you
going to
pull out, pull out of the live show?
No, I'll do it, but I'll say, due to illness, I can't come on. And then suddenly I'll come on. And then we'll go, oh my word, it's amazing to come on with a live show. And I'll come on.
The white suit.
I'm a white suit. I'm a bit chesty.
If you wanted anyone to bring you anything to make you feel better, what would it
Grapes.
Be?
Grapes.
Lucozade and some Vicks Vapor Rub.
Nice. Oh, that could smell on stage.
What were you saying? John Malkovich, he played Tom Ripley in the sequel to The Talented Mr. Ripley, which was Ripley's Game, which was also shit.
I like Malkovich.
I like Malkovich, but Ripley's Game was a bit shit.
Yeah, but I liked his character and the fact that he
sussed him out
straight
away.
Then they
tried to write it slightly like Ripley saying he was in love with me, so it was a slight love story, and then I'm like, I don't get that either.
Hey, the good news is they've lined up for number two, aren't they?
No, they haven't.
Well, why does it find out in the end?
Then it won't be a second. There won't be a second one.
They've lined it up for one, and apparently there's books that follow it.
The Spy.
I was speaking to Dev, Jimmy Arkishan, about it, because he loved it.
Oh.
Loads
of people have.
Loved it. And I said, what did you love about it? And he went, the black and white. And then I kind of said, this is a bit shit, the black and white. I get it for certain situations, but for this, I kind of didn't get it.
There you go, it is a bit shit.
And he was like, he kind of saw my point. And I said, I didn't like how everything takes fucking ages to get to what we're on about. And then when we finally get from Rome to frigging Venice.
Yeah. He goes fucking back.
He goes back, he forgot something, and he goes all the way back.
I tell you what, he's on that train all the time.
He forgets a lot, doesn't he?
The only time it got good, I felt, was that descent into smaller rooms.
The amount of B-roll, the amount of shots of his hand, shots of him walking up that same fucking staircase. I swear they were putting shots of him in that staircase in Naples, even in these episodes. Yeah. Like, just... Oh.
Detective had to do it.
Oh,
he did it. The detective got it right, which was, hold on, I've seen the script now. I'm not fucking walking around.
Not
you
doing
come
this
to
again.
Me.
Oh, what about when they walked, when they went to meet the girl, and then we saw the detective walk up the stairs, the copper walk up the stairs, the house. It's like, fuck me, I've just wasted eight hours of my life.
You could have knocked half an hour out of each ep easy.
Ben, you could have knocked 6 hours out of it.
Yeah,
2 hour film. Talented Mr. Ripley. Which there we go. Done. Ratings.
Shall we rate it?
Yeah.
Who wants to start?
You start.
Four?
Okay, fine, yeah. Four, fine, four. Shepherd.
Try to think, really, because is the direction that good?
No.
I don't think so.
In fact, it is shite. I will never tell anyone to watch it.
No, I don't think I will.
You're saying that, though.
I don't think I will.
I will never. That will get
which
them back.
Which is really
I
hard.
I will never tell
our
them.
Job
I
right
tell you
now.
What, the death scenes.
Episode
are good.
Three, which is why it's
episode
got four.
Episode three, the boat.
Very good.
That's why it's got.
In the boat.
That's why
that
it's got
excellent,
four.
That was an excellent episode of television.
Because it was a two-hander.
That was great television. That but, then I thought. Then we all thought. We're we all
okay,
thought we're
it
on
kicks
here.
On.
It kicks on.
I liked the cleanup of Freddie Milanez.
Yeah.
I liked his. Yeah,
or the
body.
Lack of cleanup.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And the cat. I liked the cat.
Cat was good. And did you know what the cat was?
It was a
Norwegian wood
cat. Woodland cat.
And it, do you know what? I got flashbacks.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I saw that Norwegian cat and I went to my wife. I went, that's the fucking cat
that was
going
to kill
me. That was going to kill me. By the goats.
Yeah.
And she went, what, the Norwegian wood cat? And I went, the Norwegian forest cat. Yeah. I said, that's it. There's only one in the world.
Yeah.
And it's got another part in a Ripina. It's loving it. It's had a small part. It's tested itself out on the ground. Yeah. And now it's got a part. Yeah, that's a Norwegian thingy cat. That cat would have worked it out straight away. Knew everything. What are you giving it?
Three. You feel as though you've gone too big. Were you four?
I mean, what can I say was good other than episode three?
If I was in it, though, if I was
it's
in
it... It's a 10.
It's a 10.
It's a 10. If you're in it, it's a 10. If you're watching it, it's...
Why? So, why, if you're in it, is it better?
Because...
You don't want to say you've done something that has had so much money pumped in, and don't forget you've told all your mates...
Do you think they're proud of it? Do you think they're proud of what they've made?
Oh, they'll be over the moon. They'll be saying to all their mates, Andrew Scott is doing an amazing job. They'll be saying Dakota Johnson. Is it Dakota Johnson?
Dakota Fanning.
Dakota Fanning.
I liked
Dakota
her.
Dakota Fanning.
I did like her.
And they'll be saying, oh, Malkovich is in it at the end. Oh, it's so good, it's so good.
The thing is, and you can either say, what they can do is say,
in.
They can say slow burn.
Slow burn.
It's slow television. You have to let it just wash
when's
over
it get
you.
Good, series three.
And I don't think it warrants that.
And you can't, because it's subtitles, because it's black and white, it requires a level of engagement which it does not deserve.
Yeah.
There's not enough story.
It does not deserve
I
you
do
to
think,
sit there.
I do like Andrew Scott normally.
I think there is enough story.
Not for 8 hours.
Ben, I thought Andrew Scott was boring.
Yeah.
Yes, because he's too old.
He's meant to
be 21.
He's meant to be an exciting, eccentric, chancer, con artist.
Yeah, he should be 21.
He doesn't seem to enjoy
Barry
it.
Keoghan.
He should be having the fucking time of his life.
Yeah, and he just rents a bigger
he's
place.
He's basically stealing a millionaire's life and about to live it.
Because actually, that's one thing I did think. Dickie Greenleaf had a mint life.
Yeah.
And the life you've now got is
he's shite. Dickie Greenleaf was playing Leo in Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
And now you're playing the...
Count of Monte Cristo.
No, he's playing fucking Kevin MacLeod going round Grand Designs looking at nice houses. That's who he's playing.
He's playing Homes Under the Hammer.
Yeah,
he's got Homes Under the Hammer. The other lads have
a place in the sun. It's a place in the sun, isn't it?
A place in the sun.
Not Nick Knowles. Who am I thinking of?
D-O-I-S-O-S. He's Nick Knowles. He's gone Nick Knowles. He's had all the money in the world to be Leo DiCaprio.
He has.
And he's gone Nick Knowles.
He has.
He's
he
gone,
literally
you know
has.
What, lads? I can't handle all this money. I'm going Nick Knowles, S-O-S.
He doesn't do all. He doesn't do all with it. He don't fucking shag anyone. He doesn't do anything, does he?
No, he don't.
He doesn't do anything. He never goes out. He never buys anything. All he does is look at fucking houses.
The only thing I will say about
that,
he doesn't know. So he acquires money. He doesn't know how to spend money. And that was the point. Partly was the point. Is that he thinks the outward gave him the money. But it was the inward that gave Dickie the money. So Dickie had always had money. So money was not news to him.
Mm.
So what he was trying to acquire was skills. He was a shit painter.
Mm.
He wanted to be a writer.
Yeah.
His girlfriend wanted to be a writer. So they didn't want to acquire money, because they had it.
Mm.
They wanted to require art, which they couldn't. You can't buy art. You can't buy to be a brilliant artist. So they couldn't require that. Ripley was trying to buy a life, which he didn't know how to live in. He didn't know how to be in hotels.
But you should have found him doing that, and you should have found what he did along the way. It would have been a lot better.
Yeah, there we go.
Just in what, yeah.
What, you didn't rate it?
We need a rating, we need a number.
What did you say?
I said three.
4. I think 2.
Nice. I like it. 9 out of 30.
I think what annoyed us all is, I think what gets you is we know that story's very good.
Yeah. Now, yeah, that's what's frustrating.
Well, I don't. And now that's why I'm saying to you, I will never watch that film because I think it's shite.
Film's great.
We will do the film on the podcast. Yeah. You will watch it. And then you will go, I think it's a good point. You remember when we started?
Jude Law's brilliant.
Brilliant.
Matt Damon, brilliant.
Brilliant. Gwyneth Paltrow, brilliant.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, brilliant.
I think also the point of this, what's interesting about this podcast, when we started this podcast was, we're talking about films you like and we couldn't get into, and we do, and films me and Jack like. What's interesting is to see a story told in two ways. Why does a remake not work?
Yeah.
Why do remakes not, you know, they're trying to do it with Ghostbusters, they're trying to do it with a million Star Wars. Why do they not work? What was in that original film that is so compelling? And all of the actors in that original movie are very compelling. The story's very compelling, and it was over time. So I think it would be worth watching. So what's that in total?
What remakes?
Nine out of 30.
What remakes better than the original?
I think you're going to struggle here.
You think of one remake?
The Wicker Man?
No.
No.
The original's much better. There's been...
It,
what's,
but no. No.
What about the Upside?
What's that?
The one, Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart did it, but it was a French film originally.
Oh, no, God, no. There's no one. The French film's extraordinary. Because the French film has the humour that the American film wouldn't do. So they really don't get on. The French film's much, much better. You could do, what's the one with the singer, and it was Lady Gaga and...
A Star is Born.
Star is Born, that did. Yes. I mean, that is a remake.
Yeah. Like fourth, isn't it?
Yeah, fourth remake.
Yeah, maybe that.
Maybe. But it's not a natural thing, is it? It's not a natural time you go, that is so much better than the original.
So to bring the mood back after we've just sat through 8 hours of Ripley, I wanted to watch a film. Can we watch a film?
First off, you know when you said there's something coming to Netflix that's Ripley? Do you know what my first thought was? Mm. Alien?
Yeah.
An Alien series.
Yeah.
Ripley, and I was like, oh, I bet
they're doing the next
one,
aren't they? They're about to release it.
What do you mean an Alien?
Alien.
She called
Sigourney
Ripley.
Weaver.
It's called Ripley.
Sigourney Weaver.
Sigourney Weaver. Oh. So they're about to...
Character's Ripley.
They're just finishing the next Alien, aren't we?
Is she in it?
I don't know. No. So Coulson.
Track. I can't remember if she's dead or not.
Sigourney Weaver.
They brought her back, didn't they?
As an alien.
As like some
Sigourney Weaver's not dead.
No, the character.
He fiddles with himself a lot in those pants.
He rearranges his fucking...
The clown. Listen, what are you keeping in there? Juggling balls?
It's adjusting.
Are you keeping a rabbit in there? Bring the mood up.
So to bring the mood up after we've just watched 8 hours of Ripley, I really want to watch a film. Is it all right with you if we watch a film?
Is it all right, okay.
Back to...
No, I think this is a good film.
Okay.
I think this is a film that is going to... pick us up. And you know earlier we were talking about remakes.
Yeah.
It's a film and the remake is getting released later this year.
Yeah.
But I love the original.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
It's got a bit of music in.
Sounds amazing.
It's going to get us going.
This is going to be brilliant.
Little Shop of Horrors.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Very good.
Rick Moranis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. I like it.
I think that's a nice little light
pick me up. Good film. Good film. Steve Martin as the dentist.
Yeah.
Great. Perfect.
Feed Miss Seymour.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Very good.
Like that.
The guy who did the music for Little Shop of Horrors did the music for Little Mermaid for Disney.
And if you want more facts like that, we're live on Saturday in Manchester.
I didn't even look it up and look at me.
Right, Patreon, paid for subscription platform.
Yeah. Please get on the Patreon because that's where we...
Is this names?
This is names.
Okay.
If you subscribe to Patreon, you can get... bonus content of Sofa Cinema Club, such as Jack's Famous Friends, question and answer sessions, ad-free episodes. You get an invite to our mass Zoom, which is due very, very soon. Yeah. And you get a job at On The Sofa Land. And this week, 4 new people have got jobs, haven't they, Ben?
Yeah, straight off. We've got... I don't know whether... You always have that, but you have to get round... Normally, you'd get round on a... Big Land, Disney, whatever, you get
monorail.
On a monorail, but you don't get on a monorail, it's a steam train. Head of steam trains is Adam Stevenson.
I like it.
It was the first train, wasn't it, Stevenson's Rocket?
I like it.
Well done.
Thank you.
We
Adam will know that.
is a big, big thing, really. Yeah. It's something that every company needs.
Yeah.
And basically, obviously, a lot of people, it's coming up to the school holidays.
Yeah.
And a lot of people need to book annual leave.
Yeah.
You know, so they can go away with their kids and stuff. You know, you could call it head of holidays, head of annual leave. But I'm going to call it head of holidays. And head of holidays is Carrie Halliday. Carrie Halliday.
Carrie Halliday. Sounds like she's on a holiday all the time.
Yeah. She also sounds like a Spice Girl.
You know, we've got electric, water and gas and everything like that. Yeah. To keep...
We all do. Yeah. I like that.
Keep the land afloat.
Fit in your dishwasher. I like that.
Right. Sometimes if there's a problem with the gas works, we have to call maintenance. And the maintenance of the gas works for all of on the sofa land... So head of gas is Lindsay Bonser.
Lindsay Bonser.
And I'm thinking
Bonson Burner.
I'm exactly thinking
that. That always amazed me. I don't know whether they do that now, which is
in school.
In Bunsen school, Burner. What I'm going to give you is a gas tap, an individual gas tap, which you're going to be able to light on a light and go, "Sir, I've lit them all," and they can burn. You can't get to stop them.
In Cas I, literally, people used to turn the gas on and get their lighters out and. You know, flamethrower.
As soon as we walked into my school, everyone put those on in the winter and sat there.
And put the nose to them.
No, just sat there for heat.
We used
there
was, to... There was
12 or whatever it is, 24 Bunsen burners going, you can't turn them off, so we're freezing.
We used to like stuff them full of chewing gum.
That's the safest thing
to do. Put your pencil in.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Do you know what? Now, on every land, you get it in Disneyland, you get it in everything, you get a fireworks show... And then you'll get like a dancing show.
Mm.
And then they'll all have to be a choreograph for that big, the big fireworks show.
The big number.
So ahead of the big number, that's what I'm going to order, is Sophie Ross.
I like it.
Head of big numbers.
I like it. Thank you for joining us on Patreon. If you do want to get involved in the
please
Patreon
remember
party.
Your job. If you come and see us in a show.
Please do, because we won't.
Because we won't, but it makes us laugh when you say...
I'm head of Bunsen Burners.
I'm head of Bunsen Burners. I'm head of holidays, and my name's Carrie. It will make us laugh.
If you want to get a job just like Lindsay, Carrie, and Sophie, and Adam have done, please do join us on Patreon, www.patreon.com/onthesofa. Now, if you're on your way to see us on Saturday, we hope you have a wonderful night. Remember, it's bring your own
call
booze.
Off at shop. Yeah. Get your box of wine.
Yeah, get us a bottle of apple sours.
We're off to see a show. We're not going to listen to them.
On the fucking sofa.
It's
going to
be one of those
sofa.
When you can't hear a fucking word. It was like, I'm head of this. I'm head of
Jack's
Ben
got
Rose.
Baggy pants on. Jack's got baggy pants on.
We do sing for
sing
2 hours.
Sing football songs at each other. Conrad Gates.
Bye. Right. Please say bye.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.